This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, let's do it the best way possible, and that is to stop and take a little time with God together. Time with God. There's nothing more important in your life. And so let's put the important thing first in our day. And I hope our little time together here on the radio is just the beginning for you of meaningful time with God. We're talking this week about the blessings that come to us with the person of Jesus Christ. When you put your trust in Jesus and what he's done for you at the cross, you don't just start trying to live the Christian life, but with Jesus Christ comes a whole series of benefits and blessings into your life that totally transform your life. And we've been looking at some of these that Paul talks about in his letter to the Ephesians in the Bible. He tells them, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." That is, when you received Christ into your life, these blessings came with him because they are in him. And he starts off by talking about this whole new way of life that we can live, not because we are super people now, but because Christ is in us and he'll live his life in us. He says that we've been adopted into God's family as his children. What an awesome thing to become a part of God's family with all the privileges of that. And yesterday we saw that he said, with Christ came redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. You know, there's nothing you could ever do to overcome the sin in your life. You might say, well, I've got a lot of good in my life too. And that's good if that's true. But that's not enough. If you get stopped by a police officer, it doesn't matter how much good you've done, does it? There still has to be justice. And so it is with God, the judge of this universe. He has to judge the sin in our lives. And that's what Jesus has taken for us, the judgment that we deserve. But there's another spiritual blessing that comes to us with Jesus. And when Paul gets to verse 11 of Ephesians 1, he says, "Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will." And then, if you jump down a few verses to verse 19, he says, "And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ." And so we have to recognize that one of the things that comes into our lives with the person of Jesus Christ is the power of God, that God wants to work in and through you. You know, when you read about the Christian life and God's expectations for life, it can seem kind of daunting sometimes. But God's provision for us in the person of Jesus Christ means that he is at work in us, and he's going to work through us as well. What we need to be is available to him. God has a purpose for each one of us in this world. He's at work in this world to make this world a much better place, to work in the lives and hearts of the people around you. And he wants you to be available for him to work through you. As D.L. Moody once said, "Give your life to God. He can do more with it than you can." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.